1268, I'm at Sandy and 47.
How can I help you?
So I got a customer, she got off the 71 bus, and now she's on my bus, and she's laying down in the seats, and she's not responding to me. And this customer was at Park Rose, and at Park Rose, she leaned up and urinated on my leader's front bumper.
Okay, it sounds like the kind of person I wouldn't want aboard. But I guess that's in the past now. So is she now responding to you because she doesn't want to talk, or is she now responding to you because she's passed out and unconscious or something?
Okay, so she boarded back there at 58 because I was boarding and had a customer. She walked on just with them. She's not responding to me because she just doesn't want to. She's conscious. She just wants to lay down in the seat and sleep.
All right, copy that. Well, sitting on the bus and sleeping on the bus is not necessarily against the rules anymore these days. Laying in the seats kind of is not a great idea. So I would try to perhaps get her to sit up. If she wants to sleep in the seat, that's fine, but she's kind of got to be in a seated position. Give that a shot. I mean, if she doesn't do it, I could try to get a road supervisor to meet you en route, but as long as you think that what she's doing isn't going to, you know, cause her to fall off, then we can deal with it. I mean, is she stable enough?
She's in the seats by the back door laying down. I've already asked her from up here to please sit up in the seats that she can't lay in them. She's not responding to that, so... You know, at this point, I got a lot of people that need to get to work. I'm not going to get out of my seat and go back to her, you know. So, I don't know if she's going to roll out or not.
Okay, yeah, and I didn't ask you to. We don't ever want you to get out of your seats or anything like that. So, just carry on. I'll try to have somebody meet up with you. If she gets off the bus, hit her ready for service.
All right, we'll do.
Something like that.